episode 104, Husbands Tell All.
Bum, bum, bum.
Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast, where you'll learn to save money, embrace simplicity, and live a richer life. Here are your hosts, Jen and Jill.
Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast. My name is Jen.
My name's Jill.
And happy 2-year anniversary,
oh my
Jill.
Goodness, what did you get for me? You shouldn't
have. I got you nothing.
Yeah, I didn't.
I got you a place in my backyard.
I'll take it. Yes. I did take it already. Yes. It already happened. Happy
Guys,
2 years.
Happy 2 years. We've done two. Who would have thought we would make it 2 years?
That's longer than most marriages.
For sure. Well, oh gosh.
I'm just throwing out stats.
Okay. Today's episode is super special. So if you were hoping to learn something about personal finance and frugality today.
Not today. Well, you might.
Don't expect
in.
Under promise, over deliver, Jill.
You're getting nothing.
You're getting nothing except the truth behind how Travis and Eric really feel about how they're portrayed, about frugality, about our relationships. Like, they're telling all.
And if you're curious what kind of booze we landed, check it out on YouTube and you can see their faces.
Straight tens.
Yeah.
Straight tens.
Dime pieces attract dime pieces. We all
so
know
true.
That.
It's so true. But first, let's get into our sponsors. This episode is brought to you by Empower. It's an awesome mobile app jam-packed with features to make managing your money easier. You can set monthly and weekly spending limits through its budgeting feature, and it analyzes your spending to auto-save small amounts of money to boost your sinking funds. What makes Empower really unique is its high-yield checking account and direct access to their financial coaches. So, have a question? Just text them and they'll answer during normal business hours when humans are awake on the West Coast. Nice. It has a ton of other great features too. So if you like the sound of that, download Empower from the App Store and use offer code FRUGAL to get a $5 bonus when you reach your first savings goal.
Nice. Also brought to you by the better half. In any hole, there is always a better half. This is true about sandwiches, bananas, shirts, and marriages. Today, you will meet our better halves, and then you'll know the right way to eat a banana.
Gosh.
I don't know.
No. You're my better half.
I was just writing this, and I don't know. My brain is fried.
Yeah.
And I wrote that, and I was like, that's good. That's good enough.
That'll be good.
What's your favorite part of a banana? The top or the bottom? Which half is better?
The banana.
The top or the bottom?
I don't understand what you're asking.
Okay.
Anyways.
My frugal friends do. Let me know.
All right. Well, let's not waste any time except for the whole hour that we're going to waste talking to our husbands.
This is about right.
This is going to be good.
Should we clap? We should clap.
3, 2, 1.
All right.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Welcome, boys,
to the Frugal Friends Podcast,
where you'll learn to save money and live a richer life.
Well, we're super excited to have our men with us for this special 2-year anniversary.
What?
Frugal Friends special. We've been doing this for 2 years.
So obviously our husbands are supportive.
And this is the number one most requested episode of all time. So here we are.
Three people requested.
And we are answering the questions you asked us in our Frugal Friends community on Facebook.
Yeah.
So let's not waste any more time, and we will get right into it.
Perfect. So Stacy wants to know our love stories and how we met. So Travis and Jen, go first.
OK. Okay. So, Travis, why don't you tell from your perspective?
Yeah, well, it started off, I met Jen at my place. Well, it was where I was staying with a friend.
Outside your window, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, with a boombox. It was like the starting line video.
No, but yeah, I was, I got home late from work and we had a, my roommates had a movie marathon at my place and Jen showed up and I went to go get a drink of water before going to bed and we had some conversation.
Okay. You intercepted his thirst.
He intercepted my thirst. I was on my third glass of wine. Yeah. So I was feeling good. I was feeling fine. And normally I wouldn't have talked to a guy, but...
Ever.
Ever.
But that night.
Yeah.
And yeah.
She had enough wine.
What and was that's the movie? Do you remember?
It was the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yeah, the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yeah.
Have you guys watched it again since then?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Tonight.
Tonight. What time is it?
It's 9:30. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. How about you guys?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Boo.
We met at Jill's best friend's wedding, where Jill was the maid of honor. And I wasn't necessarily supposed to be there, but...
I wasn't exactly invited.
Yeah, so, like, this was on, like, what, a Friday? Saturday?
I don't remember.
I think the wedding was.
A weekend.
No, it was a Saturday. Yeah.
Okay.
And so that Sunday before, the groom was like, you should crash my wedding. That'd be so fun. And I was like, I probably won't. And then Wednesday night, I got a text from my friend who's playing in the wedding, and he was like, you have to come. They're not going to have sound, like a sound engineer during the ceremony, right? The ceremony?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I did that.
He was playing in the ceremony, so he didn't think about that.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
He had to both do the sound and play. And he's like, oh, crap, I need help.
Yeah. So I showed up and... Jill got me water, and I drank it.
Water, man.
Kind of. There's a need here.
Hydration.
Mm. Yeah. And then I asked Jill to dance, and we went on a date 2 days later, and we got married a year later.
Yeah.
Nice.
He asked me to dance. The song was At Last by Etta James.
I tried to dance with like a 6-year-old girl, but she turned me down.
Perfect.
Yes.
And right on.
Wow.
At last, my love has come along.
Yeah.
Apparently, that song is kind of overplayed. So we have our moment a lot.
You always leave out the part that I did a rap, which is what really drew you into me.
Yeah. You can believe what you want to believe. You're just a dime piece. That's what I went for.
Yes.
Yes.
If you say it enough, he starts to believe you.
Yes. And then how we met. Was that I knew Eric. I didn't know him. I met him once in San Diego.
A very long time ago.
And then we became Facebook friends because that's what you do after you meet somebody one time.
Yes.
Facebook friends.
And then you guys were coming through St. Petersburg in your motorhome. And Eric was like, do I have any friends in the area that want to hang out? And nobody responded.
Full knowing that I did. Just nobody
just
responded.
A random post on Facebook.
Yeah.
Hoping that
an algorithm thing,
certain
I think.
People
they
would
just
see,
didn't
it,
see it. Yeah.
And they didn't. Jen did.
Yeah. For some reason, I've never seen... I don't think after I friended you on Facebook, I ever saw anything from you ever again.
Yeah. And if you did, it wasn't relevant.
Yeah. So...
we didn't really know each other.
So yeah. I see this one thing and I'm like, well, my friends and I are going to watch the sunset at this beach bar if you guys want to come. And which is so unlike me because I don't talk to people. Like, I don't know if you got this vibe from me, but I, like, definitely don't invite people to hang out for no reason. And so I did it, and they came for some reason.
Yeah,
that was the other weird part,
that we showed up.
And we, like, showed up to St. Petersburg, like, parked the RV, and we had, like, a little scooter we were using on the back of the camper, and... like, for Jill to say yes to this was, mm-hmm. like, kind of crazy, too, because it was, like, park 20 minutes, like, get everything figured out, get the scooter off the RV, and, like, cruise to meet you guys.
For sunset.
And I remember you were pushing back a little bit, and you were like, oh, whatever.
Oh, there were plenty of times, and I was just like, is this what we want to do on our vacation? Yeah, like, go hang out with strangers? Like, yeah, this is so weird. Crazy, this is, they're going to think this is weird. This is weird. Why are we doing this?
But
what's your relationship like with this Jen girl?
Yeah, right. That was a question. Like, what do you mean you met her one time? Like, what did you do during that one time?
It's a special time.
It's very special. It's a secret that Jen and I will hold to the grave.
Oh my gosh. And the answer, the real answer is, I don't remember.
Yeah. I don't remember it.
So,
that could be a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, we hit it off, right? You guys were in your debt payoff journey. We were doing crazy things to get at a frugal, minimalist lifestyle and to pay off debt. So
we bonded.
We were legitimate friends, which I think is always so funny when people write that on our on like reviews or different things where they're like, oh my word, they seem like real friends. It's like, well, yeah,
we are.
Yeah. We're not like putting on a front where
nobody's that good at acting.
Where we called it frugal friends, but like it's strangers and we're like trying to make this thing work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're like business partners.
Yeah, we ended up hanging out every day. We ended up staying an extra 2 or 3 days and we hung out every single day of that.
And we were really so sad when you left.
Yeah.
That we went and visited you in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Twice.
You've flown up twice. We've come down who knows how long. Now we've been living in your backyard for 6 weeks. And close to 6 weeks.
We're still not tired of each other.
And we're sitting here doing a podcast together. Yeah, so we'll see.
That is our lives.
For sure.
All right, let's get into these questions. So, well, that was one of the questions. There it is.
Yeah.
There's one. How we all met. Number two. Mona asks, do you feel accurately represented on the podcast, Eric and Travis?
I feel represented well. I know everything Jen says. She's pretty...
detail oriented.
Yeah, and she's compliments me a lot. So, yeah, I guess I'm represented well.
Yeah.
Is it the compliments? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I guess it just makes me feel.
I know he listens to every episode.
That's why you listen.
Shout out to Travis. Happy birthday.
Yeah, it's still your birthday, right?
Yeah, we're still celebrating.
Birthday couple weeks. Yeah. I forget.
Yeah. Stretching that out.
Birthday month.
How about you?
I do. I don't always feel. If you listen to the podcast and everything you heard about me on the podcast, I don't think that means you know much about me.
Right.
But I don't feel like I'm misrepresented.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I remember a couple times being like, I should edit this out. I have control in this scenario.
But sometimes you do, like, use your power to influence the audience.
When I have time, I like to use
better. Yeah. You usually don't even have time, and you're still adding in lightning noises that
it's like
make
one in the
me
morning.
Laugh when I listen back.
So true.
So moral of the story is you want me to talk about you more.
Yeah, I think that's what... I think you need to talk about me, like, a lot more so that people really get to know me.
Yeah,
like,
that's
like
the platform.
Good. I'm glad we got that feedback.
Yeah, I think that's what
thanks,
the show
Mona.
Should
good
be more
question.
About.
All right, next is from Jocelyn. We want to hear all about Eric's cars and Travis's amazing hair.
What is there to say? I mean, look at it.
Look at this.
Yeah, let's talk about the hair.
It
was much longer though.
Yeah, it was much longer.
Yeah.
Until I gave birth.
Yep.
But it is gorgeous hair. It's
still
long.
Gorgeous.
Oh,
it is. And the beard. I like the beard better, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nobody really likes it, though.
I like it.
Yeah. I can't picture you without it.
I like it when it's trimmed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's refocus the podcast. It's a beard podcast.
I think what Jocelyn's asking about the cars is probably the vibe. The episode where I talked about wanting to go down to one car.
Maybe.
And you don't want to go down to one car.
I think that it sounds glamorous to go down to one car, but in reality what that would mean is I stay home all the time. And I take one Uber and it costs $70 because we live in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm just alone again.
Do you feel alone often?
I definitely don't get out much these days.
Yeah.
And if I didn't have a car, I'd get out. Even the one time a week I use it, I would not get out. I'd just be home.
Yeah. It's okay. We'll get there.
Yeah.
We don't need to hash it all out.
Yeah.
She also wants to know who sings the Bill of the Week song, which is also you.
It is me.
Let me hear more about that one.
Next. No. What do you want to talk about?
Tell us about when you made the Bill of the Week song.
So.
And the intro song. Like, all of our music.
Yeah, you did our soundtrack. All of it. And our sound design, you edit, and all of it.
It's weird listening back and remembering that I was completely alone in my studio at, like, 10 o'clock at night. And, like, my studio wasn't completely soundproof, and so, like, people lived in the house kind of close by, and it's awkward to remember that I was, like, yelling things like, "This is the Bill of the Week!" by Dog myself.
Bill. Buffalo like, Bill!
It sounds exciting, but it was just me by myself. Alone, trying to make this stupid thing work.
Which is so eerie when you scream, and then it's dead silence.
Yeah. Yeah, because, like, I've had headphones on, so I'm like, yeah! Is there somebody behind the couch now? I don't know.
And we have you to actually thank for the Bill of the Week segment in, like, general. I'm an ideas guy.
You know what?
We were brainstorming. We were throwing things against the wall.
You came up with the podcast. You came up with the Bill of the Week. Like,
we do
this is really
have this one to thank. Yeah. The Frugal Friends podcast.
I appreciate
Yeah. There you go. I'm starting to talk about you more. Complimenting you like Jen compliments Travis.
Aww. Yes.
Okay. So Leslie asks, how do you balance what you and your spouse think is important to spend money on?
Dun, dun, dun.
Jen pretty much just tells me what to spend money on. So
just the size.
Not really.
That's not true.
I know it's not. But I mean, after paying off our debt, I think it's a lot more, we're a lot more lenient on what we can spend. But it all comes down to, like, communication and just like, hey, I'm going to buy this. Is it all right with you? And then if it's not, oh, well.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think I've also seen the reverse of that for you guys to be talking about of how do you balance what to make money on? Like, in some ways, like, can I sell this? How much should I sell this for?
Yeah,
should I take on more work if I'm able to? Like, I think it in some ways can flip for you both, which is interesting in these 6 weeks of being neighbors without borders.
We are very, I am kind of obsessed with making money, and that's something that I work through. Like, emotionally, mentally.
Yeah.
Travis was making money yesterday.
I know.
Travis sells things
left and right. Yeah.
He's
always trying to sell things.
You get top dollar, too.
You sold a bed yesterday?
I did sell a bed.
We sold our couch. We sold, like, tons of things since you guys been here.
That's what it looks like.
And people are coming for the very chairs we're sitting on soon, so let's keep it going.
What
do you think, Eric? How do we balance this?
I should have been thinking about that while Travis was answering. I think same thing. We both communicate on what, like, you don't buy anything. So this is literally a one-sided conversation. Like, Jill literally doesn't buy anything. I want to buy so many things.
I'm supportive of it, though. Like, not that I'm okay with spending money. It's just I don't know what to buy, which in some ways, that's a nice thing. But in other ways, it speaks to some of the lack of hobbies and skill set that I have. Like, you can always spend money on music equipment, and I'm supportive of that because you do dope things with
and
it.
Bikes.
Whereas I'm just like, I don't know. I got a $50 gift card at Christmas from an employer, and to Amazon, right? Who wouldn't want that? And I still have not spent it yet because I literally don't know. I'm fine spending it, but I'm just like, what do I need? Erasers for my pencil? Literally.
You're more of a brain person. There's not many hobbies that go along with that. A brain? Do they call that?
A brain person? I sew.
That's a thing.
I can knit. I can crochet, but I have all the supplies that I need for that.
Yeah. you don't spend any money. That's
yeah, like, it is. It's a negotiation.
At any given moment, I could go and spend $10,000 and just like still have things that I want. I never will because I'm also frugal.
What? Take away those air quotes.
I'm just kind of cheap. But yeah, I mean, I think it's really, I don't know if that answers the question, but communication, like, we just decide as we go. It's not like a, what is the question again?
How do you balance what you and your spouse think is important to spend money on?
Oh, well, I mean, if we're talking like the other person, like whatever's important to them, like if something's important to you and it was a couple thousand dollars, I would want to figure out how to buy it. Cause I trust that you're not just going to buy something flippant, like something that you like you really want or really need. Yeah. And I think that goes both ways. I just have a ton of reasons to purchase things because I have a lot of hobbies. But
that's interesting. I do think it starts at like believing the best in your spouse. Mm-hmm. And that's a really important foundational thing. That's not present in a lot of relationships. But I think it starts at believing the best. So then we know that when we come to each other with like when we finally come to the point of, yeah, I think I want to spend money on this. Then, yeah, if you're saying that's important to you and you think that that'd be a wise decision, I want to support it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You just you never actually know what I end up getting because you don't even understand what
it is. No, I don't.
That's the best
part. I don't even understand.
That's why we have so many mics here. Yeah.
I need inputs and plugins and phantom power and...
You're using real terms.
They're real terms. I don't know what I just said, though.
We need phantom power for the thing on this mic.
Yeah. I got it. The inline pre.
And somehow tons of mics. We've got over 20 microphones. And
yeah, we could have 16 more people on
done,
the show.
Apparently.
Right now.
Gosh, no. Oh, gosh, no. That's a forever thing.
Patricia wants to know, what's the craziest thing you've done in the name of frugality?
I don't know. I mean, for me, like, I've been cheap my whole life, so I know that
is this an intervention for me and you, or just like cheap?
I think that's what it is. It's like they want us to so yeah, I've done quite a few things like dumpster diving and I don't know, what do you think? Everything
you pick up free stuff on the side of everywhere.
Yeah, not the road.
Not even just the road.
The side of everywhere.
Yes. Like, you brought in peanut butter and cans of black beans from the alley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that's
then,
next level,
okay,
for sure.
But did you eat it, Jen?
The peanut butter is actually in our cupboard.
So have I eaten it, Jen? Jen.
And have we
Jen, have I eaten the alley peanut butter? No, you haven't.
That's amazing. I think the biggest thing there is that it probably doesn't strike you as anything crazy. Like, dumpster diving is, why wouldn't you? Some person's trash is another man's treasure.
Keeping things out of the landfill.
Yeah.
I no longer think these things are very crazy.
Yeah, I can't even think of anything crazy.
But I did.
Met crazier people.
I'm
for
broken.
Sure.
So
I'm broken.
I've been broken.
Oh man. Well, here we go. Make a podcast out of that one. What about you?
Oh crap, what was the question?
What's the craziest thing you've done in the name of frugality?
Oh gosh, I do stupid. I do things all the time. Yeah. I don't know.
Make the Bill of the Week song.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll do our own soundtracks. No. Yeah, I mean, most of my life is trying to figure out how to do things for cheaper or for more inexpensive, but yeah.
Yeah,
give
I think
me some.
Most
what do you
of
got?
It has to do with Craigslist transactions.
Yeah, Facebook Marketplace.
I think my mind goes to like the tentacles of what you've done in the name of frugality. Like, okay, Craigslist transactions, but you've actually maintained friendships through some of your Craigslist transactions, or like while you're doing something, you get into a conversation about something else, and then all of a sudden together you're fixing an engine. Like it has led to, I think, some community that's unexpected. But beyond that, I mean, I guess more obvious or normal to us, but a little more unusual is like the way that you got your vibe.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I've done a lot of like trading work for goods, trading services for goods. It's economical.
Yeah. So let's clarify what services you traded for goods.
I did some flooring work and some tile work for our good friends, and they gave me a Pontiac Vibe.
Yeah.
Kevin and Chelsea.
Yeah.
I still drive that car, and I love it.
Yeah, that was one of the best moves. Mm. Work for a car.
Oh, like, it worked out so good. I've barely put any money into that car. We're still friends with them.
Yeah. I mean, and it was your idea to live in a camper. So I'm going along with it, and I love it, but that's yours.
And the reason we did that was Jill wanted to go back to school for a master's degree, and I said, how can we make that happen?
And you shoved me in a little bitty living space.
3 weeks later.
Yeah, but you love tiny things, so it was perfect for you.
Right? True. She doesn't like to buy cheap things, or she doesn't like to buy things all the time. She just wants to buy degrees.
Yes.
That's what's happened to... So, it sounds like I buy a lot of things, but they're all under, like, a few hundred bucks.
It's true. I have spent the most money out of us.
It was your debt that you paid off.
A piece of paper.
Yeah.
Two pieces of paper. Hmm. Don't tell them that maybe someday there'll be another piece of paper.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we don't talk about that.
No, we're going to put that on a shelf.
Okay, next. Virginia wants to know, what was the most challenging part of becoming frugal or along the frugal journey?
Challenging. I think for me, like I said earlier, I've always been like cheap or frugal in a sense of where I try to get the most out of everything. And but I think if I can change the question, like I think the most challenging thing was trying to be my cheap self coming into marriage with you, and like you're more frugal and you're like, but I was like that extreme, like,
which works when you're single.
Sleep on the floor, yeah, eat ramen every day.
Yeah, like,
you did sleep on a futon chair at one point in some lady's trailer.
I did.
Before we met.
I did.
That was a futon chair.
It's like a futon couch, but it's like a... It's a chair.
It's a Florida thing.
Florida man.
I've never actually seen it before until that time of my life.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And so I value comforts and little luxuries, and I'm willing, more than willing, to pay for things that make my life easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huh. That blending together.
Yeah. I think
traveling together was probably the most difficult. For us,
yeah.
That was maybe the most challenging part of the frugal journey.
Yeah,
because
I want to do everything that's free, and I don't want to pay for anything.
Yeah, you don't want to pay for anything, and I like that's when I want to spend the most money is while we're traveling.
Yeah.
It's not like I don't spend a lot of money day to day, but when I'm traveling, I really want to experience different places, and so that's what we just had to figure out, like,
that's...
to do all inclusive. Resorts and cruises, because then we're traveling, but we don't have to pull out our wallet as much.
Mm. Yeah. Who doesn't?
It's just like a psychological thing.
Yeah. That works. You learned, but that honeymoon was
rough. Our honeymoon was rough.
That was
rough.
We had
some good times. It's
good to be back.
Rough. What about you? What's been challenging on this frugal journey?
My entire life.
Oh my gosh.
So dramatic.
I don't know when I started. I don't know when I started. It hasn't ended. I've just been going for it this whole time.
Yeah.
So.
And it's challenging?
I don't even know how to answer that because it's not challenging because it's just who I am, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know how to remember back to a time where I wasn't.
Yeah.
My mom's
like
frugal.
My dad's
frugal. Like, I don't know. Is that
a good enough honestly, answer? Yeah, probably the spending of money, learning what to do when there is some resource and how to steward that well.
Right, when you can just buy anything, prioritizing.
Not anything.
I mean, when I can literally go out and buy anything like that.
Adrian asks, has your idea of style changed since being frugal?
I would say yes, because I know when I was younger, like middle school, like I'd want to buy stuff from the mall because I would want to go. But I think after like after high school mm-hmm. or during high school, like my mom would take us to thrift stores and it somehow clicked in my head where like it makes sense to buy things secondhand because like you can buy it way cheaper, sometimes good quality stuff. And
heck yeah.
And you're not buying new, so you're keeping like you're not, I guess, building more waste.
Mm-hmm. You're keeping things out of the landfill.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. I but style.
I always looked good.
No, I mean, that was real. Like he's always been a good dresser.
Yeah.
I always liked buying clothes. But I like since high school, I've never bought like I not never, but I like barely buy new. I always buy secondhand.
What mm-hmm. about what you wore on your wedding day?
That was my suit that I when I was working in Virginia, I worked for J. Crew, and I there you get a discount, like an allotment card where mm-hmm. you get like 50% off cards, and then once a month, I think it is, or once every other month, they have like a where they have samples and stuff where they put on the rack for just employees, and it's like 75% off. Wow. So I use it. I bought like a $500 suit for like $25.
Dang. Somebody needs wore a part time right? job at J. Crew.
Oh, yeah. Oh man, awesome. What about for you, Eric? Has your idea of style changed since becoming frugal?
Oh yeah. If we can change out the word frugality for minimalism, then yeah, a big time. Like, I used to just buy clothes that I liked, and now I buy clothes that actually match, that actually go together. Mm. You know, like if you have a like, I was at I think it was J. Crew.
Yeah.
Somebody owes us sponsorship money. And I had a green pair of pants that I went up to the register with, and Jill was like, yeah, those are cool. You know they're green, right? And I was like, well, yeah, because, well, so I'm colorblind. That's probably good information to know. And those pants were really cool, and I liked them, but they weren't going to go with at least 50% of my wardrobe.
Yeah.
And at that point, it doesn't make any sense to own them because I only have a few pair of pants. So,
yeah,
just simplifying capsule. Like,
yeah, capsule.
Thinking more in, I don't do that, but like thinking more in that mindset.
It practically is. Mm-hmm. You've really pared down your wardrobe even within the last year. More and more, I'm seeing you really narrow in on the things that you like, getting pieces that all match. No matter what, you can grab whatever from your closet.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah. I'm still trying.
Your tiny space that I give you for your clothes.
You have the same tiny space.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Minimal.
Minimal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so two more quick ones. Jay asks, what financial goals do you have for yourselves?
Let's see. I guess mainly retirement, focusing on, you know, Kai's future.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause we have a house. We have those things. And we paid off our debt. So, I mean, just, I guess, those two things. Not really any mm-hmm. specific goals besides like maybe long-term cruises and stuff like that. But
I think we're still recovering from paying off our debt. Okay. It, as weird as that is, but we went really hard for 2 years. And at one point I had shingles because of the stress. And so it's been almost 2.5 years now. So we're focusing on putting as much toward retirement as possible. But other than that, like, we are enjoying all of the extra money. We're not trying to pay off our house early or, you know, max out, like, Kai's 529. I don't know if you can max it out, but
I don't even know what it is. Kai doesn't either.
So, so yeah, we're enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Having some freedom.
Yeah, that's cool.
And you guys are just living extravagant lives because of it.
How about my Porsche in the back?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should, we'll post a picture of this setup.
Yeah.
You'll see. Yeah, you'll see the reality.
I have two. Personal is I've been selling off a ton of music equipment to kind of like, it's stuff that I've had for years and it's really nice stuff, but it's not really what I want. And I've kept it because I know it's really nice and, you know, it's just like, why go through the hassle? But recently I decided to just kind of like get rid of everything that's not exactly what I want. And that'll be more than enough money when I sell all that and then actually buy the things that I want. So which that's is, like, I have multiple drum sets. I'm going to sell all of them and get one that I actually want.
Which has been funny because as you've posted these things online, friends have actually reached out to you being like, Eric, is everything okay? Like, we see that you're selling all of your music equipment. Like, are you doing all right? Yeah. Like if you know Eric, he has always played music. Like, as long as I've known him, he's had some sort of recording studio. And so to see him just like posting music equipment after music equipment, people are like, oh my gosh, what's happening with you and Jill?
The text literally read, are you good? Saw you posted a bunch of guitars on Facebook. I was like, maybe not.
Sell all my music equipment.
Yeah. It's just like really paring down and simplifying so that your recording process can be more simplified. And
yeah, and at the end of the day, I don't have a space that's mine. Like, we're renting places and I get tired of moving everything. And if I don't use it in the time that I have a new space and we're moving to another space, like, I'm probably not going to use it. Yeah. Like, get rid of it. So yeah, just kind of quality over quantity with that. But then long term, like, our goal as a couple, I would say, is to buy a house. So, and that honestly has pared down my wanting to spend on other things
because I'd
really like to have my own space for my stuff.
living my best journey.
This is Jill's ultimate dream coming true.
I've always felt like it's me kind of just trying to like hold in the floodgates of all the money you could possibly spend on music equipment. Not that you're frivolous, but again, going back to our conversation earlier, I don't understand the words that come out of your mouth that you want to buy. So I'm just like, I don't know what we You need that, and like, yeah, you need more preamps, you need phantom power, like, you need this, you need that. I don't know.
But can you?
How much is it? External box
and then you
so
can tell me it's $5,000, and I'm like, I don't know, I just gotta hold it all in, I gotta rein it all in. So it's been interesting to like have a shared mutual goal and see what that's producing in our relationship.
Yeah. Nothing but love. That's what it's producing.
Well, one final question is from Caroline, and she asks just a riveting, thought-provoking question.
Probably favorite
Something
one.
I Thank struggle you. With every day.
How do you guys handle the fame of your wives?
That is...
You know, I...
Take your time.
Thought-provoking.
Turn to some things that... You know, oh gosh, it's just, you know, I created them.
So, like,
what did Frankenstein do with his robot monster?
Frankenstein was the monster.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, Frankenstein was the doctor.
It was Dr. Frankenstein.
Yeah, Dr. Frankenstein. Sorry, guys, you're gonna have to Google it.
What was the name of the monster? Just,
or it was Frankenstein.
Probably
Young Frankenstein.
German, right?
Yeah.
But what was the name of the monster?
We'll
I don't know if the monster.
Out.
The monster.
I think it was the monster.
Yeah, it was just like. They're like, hey.
Oh, somebody's going to have to tell us the real story about this.
Yeah.
Leave it in the comments.
Yeah, please, in the comments.
Well, you know what we don't have to figure out?
Wait.
I didn't answer.
I'm sorry.
I want to know how he deals with the fame of his wife.
Yeah, that's true.
Actually, I'm super proud of Jen. So, like, I know, like, she's super famous in the Frugal Friends area, in the podcast. But, like, at work and all my friends, I always tell everyone, like, hey, my wife, she's an author. She hosts her own podcast and all these things. And, like... it makes me feel good about my life because my wife is famous.
Yeah. Yeah, she's doing something that she loves. Yes, and she's
they
crushing
praise
it.
You at the gates, Travis, because of your wife.
Yeah, they're like, yeah.
That sounds biblical. Like literally, he has to go through gates at his work. Yes. He's an airplane mechanic. That analogy works.
I know. Yeah.
Okay,
that's
now
sweet. Yes,
we can do another analogy that works.
That was
just
not
the
hard
thing that works every time.
The bill of the week.
That's right. It's time for the best minute of your entire week. Maybe a baby was born and his name is William. Maybe you paid off your mortgage. Maybe your car died and you're happy to not have to pay that bill anymore. Duck bills, buffalo bills, Bill Clinton. This is the Bill of the Week.
So you know what the Bill of the Week is. We don't have to explain it to you. But if you're listening the first time and somehow you made it to this part of the podcast, we ask our guests to share their favorite bill with us. And we'd like both of you to share your favorite bill. So what'll it be,
on
boys?
The spot. On the spot.
Well, my favorite bill... it's more like a bill of a lifetime, I guess, because it's my grandfather. His name is Bill Smith, and he's just, like, my grandfather and my grandma, took care of me and my sister when we were younger, when my parents got divorced. And so they were kind of in our lives all the time. So, but, yeah, my grandfather's done so many awesome things. He's in the Korean War. My grandma actually wrote a biography on him.
And, whoa.
And so, yeah, I love him. And
dude.
What an amazing
good guy. Sentimental. That's amazing,
it's
Travis.
Just, it's just going to be the bill of the week. The bill. That's the bill.
The bill
now.
He is the bill.
He is the bill. That's incredible.
Follow that up.
Mine is my great-grandparent. mine is Bill Watterson, who is the writer of Calvin and Hobbes, the creator-writer.
Oh.
And he is the best.
Wow.
And if I didn't have Calvin and Hobbes, I wouldn't know how to read, probably.
Incentive to read.
Yeah.
Yeah, it works.
It's a great comic.
There you go. For all you parents trying to teach your kids to read,
yeah.
Try comics.
Yeah, like short blurbs. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not this like big
with
page.
Pictures.
Yeah, I loved it. I still love reading comics.
Yeah, we have a whole volume set in Guy's room.
No way.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, one of our Airbnb guests gave it to us.
Yes.
Whoa. My parents were getting rid of those books recently, and I was like, well, I'll just, you know, use them online or find them online. They're not online.
Really?
They're actually like pretty hard to come by. Yeah. So I kind of wish I kept them, but
well, you
I don't
can
really
look at
keep
ours.
Anything. Yeah. Let's yes. borrow yours.
Well, if you all want to leave us a bill, whether it's sentimental and super kind, or if it's how you learn to read and somehow related to a bill, we want to hear it. So leave us your bill at frugalfriendspodcast.com/bill. There's an option right there to leave us a message and we'd love to hear it.
Yes. All right. Let's wrap this thing up. It's the
lightning round.
All right. For today's lightning round, we are asking the guys what their best frugal tips are.
Mm. Oh, geez. Putting on the spot. On the spot.
I know.
Yeah. You writing notes for
you
me?
You looked at this ahead of time.
No, yeah. I did.
You knew we were.
I didn't get that
this.
Far. Honestly, I learned how to read because of Calvin and Hobbes. Okay, I don't read that well. I give up.
What do you think,
so,
Travis?
Frugal tips. Well, one frugal tip for married couples, I would say, something that like has really been a huge part of our frugality is to find someone like equal to your mindset of like frugality, or someone that's willing to kind of change their mind or to, you know, to be as frugal.
Meet in the middle.
Meet in the middle. Yeah.
Wait, this is a dating tip?
It's something that like I found that like if Jen wasn't frugal or if she wasn't like how she
down
is.
To eat peanut butter from the alley.
Yeah.
Was it down like, for alley peanut butter?
It would be really rough on our relationship because
It just wouldn't work.
She would if someone's spending and the other one's trying to save, definitely like in our debt payoff journey, mm-hmm. it would have like never worked.
But I wasn't for it in the beginning. You had to get me on board.
I did, but you were super easy to get on board,
which is kind of amazing. So would you say that Travis created you?
Yeah. Are these the Frankensteins?
Who's the Frankenstein? Because
that's like your life now. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah. How did he get you on board?
So it was when we were engaged and we were talking about our debt. And he said, as soon as we get married, I want to pay off our debt. And I said, no.
I'm trying to go on some all-inclusive vacation.
As soon as we get married, we're going on a honeymoon.
Exactly. I was like, I don't want to live my 20s under a rock. Like, I don't want to waste the best years of my life paying off debt.
I like 30s.
And, I didn't know what my 30s would be like.
I didn't know that number yet.
Yeah. But
I couldn't count that high.
Get that high.
He made me more forward thinking. I had this mindset, which a lot of people in the middle class do, is to like live for today, make do for, today, the next year. But really, I didn't have the capacity to think that I could have a better life than what my parents had. Mm. And he inspired me to say what I wanted out loud and to believe that I could get there.
Mm.
All I said was I'm thirsty and I need some water. That's what you heard, though.
That's what you heard. Okay.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Wow. All right. Beat that.
Same question.
Yeah.
To me.
Best frugal.
Best frugal.
What are some ways you get at frugality?
I research until my eyes hurt. Everything. Like, I never buy anything unless I've done the research and I know that it's never going to be cheaper than it is. Like, I'm going to get it cheaper. Mm-hmm. And that's like compromising if it's new or not. That's spending just hours on Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist, which I do enjoy doing. It's not like this thing where I'm like dreading it. Like, I enjoy like watching, I mean, for lack of a better term, the market on things. That makes me sound smarter than I am. Just kind of watching, like, when we buy our camper and our motorhome, I had been watching them for a long time to see what they sell for, and then when the right deal popped up. And so another thing would be patience, just being, seeing what you want, but not needing it right away and kind of taking your time towards it. I don't think there's any good way to do it other than just spending the time and like figuring out how much things are selling for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it seems normal to you, but I do think it's a skill that that needs to be honed in and that most people don't do. It's like, I looked up a couple different products. This seems to be the best one. Boom, I'm buying it. Whereas you take it to the next level and we reap the benefits of it. But I think people see some of the choices or decisions that we've made and it's like, I want to do that without realizing to get a $200 washer dryer combo LG. I mean, for $200, we waited a year and a half. You were constantly looking and checking to see if anything was posted on Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist. And so, it takes dedication to get the really good deals and also to know what you're looking for. I think that's the biggest thing we don't have time for in this episode, but, I think you've honed in some skills on even how to look for what's actually a good deal, what's not, how do you spot a fake or a fraud. I think there's a lot more to be said.
True.
But you learn that in research and patience.
Yeah, I even call Eric whenever I'm looking at buying like a vehicle.
A lot of people call Eric when they're looking to buy something. Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think?
I mean, because even if he's not currently looking for that thing, he has looked for that thing in the past and like can rattle off like look for this, got to check that, and So he's on his phone a lot, but yet we reap the benefits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I kind of also just have to always be doing something, too. Yeah. Like, people are like, just rest, though. Just sit and rest. Like, when I do that, I hate it. So why would I do that?
This is my rest.
Let me be me.
Doing research.
That's the moral of the story. Let me be me.
That's it. That's the title of this episode, officially.
I hope you all got what you wanted from our husbands.
Probably
Yes.
This is the last time you'll see that.
If you have more questions that weren't answered, Eric and Travis are both in our Frugal Friends community. So stop by and ask them.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll answer you.
Yeah. Just put our... Maybe. Maybe. Put her name in where it's highlighted in black. I don't know what that is called.
Oh, tag.
Tag on.
Travis clearly knows how to respond to you.
Yeah, we'll respond. What is that on? Is that on the internet?
Book right, of faces?
That it.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much if you are still listening to this episode.
You made it.
You made
There's no real prize for you.
Nope, but you did get to hear all about Travis and Eric.
Yeah.
And you got to hear their podcast debut, which I think was even more special. Yes. And their YouTube debuts. I mean, really.
What if they become more famous than us? Whatever, we can't go there. Not now anymore.
Not happening.
Yeah.
So thanks again for listening, and definitely thank you for your kind reviews as well.
Yeah.
Keep leaving them on iTunes and Stitcher. Reviews kind of like this one from Vera6AM. It says, very relatable. It's 5 stars. And she says, I'm so glad I found this podcast. It's very relatable and very real, usable information. Thank you. She left that before this episode came out. For sure. So
this is for our friends, like the people in the community that are curious about our husbands.
It was our most requested episode to date.
So
there we are.
We gave the people what they wanted.
Yeah.
So we want to say thank you to our friends who share these episodes on social media. So when you share the latest episode and tag us on Facebook or Instagram, that automatically enters you into our drawing for a $10 Amazon gift card.
And normally we say you have to share the current week's episode, but like you don't have to share this week's episode.
You can share any episode.
You can share any episode you want. It's our 2-year anniversary.
We're doing
like,
what we want.
We do what we want. We are the bosses. So definitely screenshot those reviews when you leave them and send them to frugalfriendspodcast@gmail.com. Tag us at frugalfriendspodcast when you share on Facebook or Instagram. Mm. And let us see it. We want to know.
Bye. See you next week.
Frugal Friends is produced, edited, and mixed by Eric Sirianni.
I'll be the DJ.
Oh, no.
How has it been for you guys, us living in the backyard?
Well, with that crazy music player.
I have loved it. Yeah. I think I was telling you yesterday, like, we are built for community, and the fact that you live so close, but not in our house.
Yeah, that's the key.
We've been thriving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love how we, like, share dinners every night.
Yes.
Yeah, my mom asked, like, so are you guys getting together? And I was like, most nights.
Most nights
we get together.
Like, I think feel incomplete if I don't see you.
Yeah, I'm like, when you guys don't come over, I'm like, do they hate us now?
Did we do something?
Now becoming another issue.
Are they sick of us?
Yeah.
And so that's how I feel. It's kind of like, we've become neighbors without borders. That's what we're calling it, neighbors without borders.
We just, you know, we come up to each other's doors, and sometimes we knock.
I mean, Kai's my best friend.
We're just open what? It.
Yeah.
I don't know why this seems weird to you.
Kai like, has.
We have to hang out.
Yeah. Time. You and Kai have become best friends.
Mm-hmm.
We speak the same language.
Yeah. And he talks back. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only time. The only consistent thing you can get out of Kai is no matter what mood he's in, if I go, da, 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 he's like,
da, da, da. And he has a real conversation.
Something's
with
happening
you.
Here.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
I've loved it too.
9 months.
Just, yeah, it doesn't. It's gone by super fast. Also, the sharing of the meals, having instant friends, more work on the podcast.
It's been
on the weather. That's been great.
Oh yeah.
And help on all the house projects.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, this couch in our living room would not be here without you, Eric.
It would most definitely
not. It almost
not.
Wasn't here with me and Travis. That is the heaviest couch.
I know. I helped him get it out of the truck, and I was like, well, I'm not helping you get it out of here.
I can't believe that you did. That just goes to show how strong you are, you know?
CrossFit.
As a person. Yes, CrossFit.
CrossFit.
That's not even a compliment to you. That's a compliment to CrossFit.
CrossFit should be sponsoring us. If you're going to say those nice
What's
things.
What's your gym called? They can sponsor. If you say the name, they have to sponsor, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, CrossFit Skyway.
Yeah, now they're legally obligated to give us money.
They got
to
give us money.
Yeah. Let's raise our rates before we tell them, too.
Or just free CrossFit.
Oh, man.
No. Yeah.
This has been fun.
It has.
But now we're done.